You're waking up with Jess on the GV's Hit 96.9.
And it is the show that has the entire country talking, Family Food Fight on Channel 9. And I'm so excited to be joined by, let's face it, the star of the show from the Panayiotis family, the Greeks, Sula. Kalimera, Sula.
Kalimera, Jess. How are you?
Did I get that right? Was that the correct pronunciation?
You did.
I went.
Nice and simple.
Yes, I went to the cinema last night to see Thor, and the lady who served me, she had a name badge on that said Tula. I said, Tula, you must be Greek. She said, yes, of course I'm Greek. I said, I'm speaking with Sula from Family Food Fight tomorrow. Give me something to say to her. She said, what do you want to say? I said, well, give me good morning. And she taught me how to say that. So thank you to Tula at Village Cinemas.
Good morning, Tula.
Good morning, Tula. Sula, how are you? I mean, actually, not how are you. How is the vein in your brother's neck? Last night, it got a very good workout making Matt Moran's meat and three veg. We could see it popping on the television screen. Is he all right?
Thanos is all right.
He's all right.
He didn't end up with an aneurysm or anything. He does get very stressed about his food, though.
Yeah, but how are you? I mean, you are the self-described alpha male of your family on the show with your two brothers and your father. Are you keeping this ship on track, the train on track, the ship afloat? Are you just stressed out of your mind and really good at keeping it in, or you're just a really good dictator?
I'm coming across as very docile, aren't I? I'm not
very
normally
calm.
Like that.
Yes, in the promos, the commercials leading up to the show, we thought Sula was going to be this big firecracker, yelling at everyone, you know, ripping out some Greek. But very calm, very collected. You just have a lot of confidence in your ability and your family's ability.
I know how to cook. The boys like to think they know how to cook. That's why I've dragged them along, just to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
But no, look, in all honesty, they're doing really, really well. You may have noticed Connie's the self-proclaimed leader of our clan.
Just because he's the tallest.
Pretty much, yes. Middle child, we call it middle child syndrome in our family.
Yep.
And Con has middle child syndrome.
Absolutely. Was it hard to convince them, or was it your idea to go on the show originally and, you know, a bit of a, hey, look, we can show the whole country how well you can do the lamb or whatever. Was it hard to convince the boys to go on the show?
Con was all gung-ho. He was fine. Sanis and Dad, yeah, poor Dad, we sort of dragged him along.
Yeah, you can kind of tell.
He was very adamant for the first 3 weeks. And then he got on board. So he figured while he was in the middle of the ocean, he might as well swim over to the other side. So
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, after the compliments from Matt Moran on your dad making the potato thing, that stack of potatoes, he's obviously, I can do the galette, yes.
The galette.
The Lebanese sisters were constantly saying, I don't speak chef language. Is it really quite difficult when you are making the judges or, you know, the professional chef's meals? Do you understand what the hell it says in the recipe?
I do, because I do read recipes. I don't follow them, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
I read them and then I put my own spin on them. But if you're not used to reading them, I had to translate for Dad, like Rose did for the Gibraltar.
Yes.
So Dad doesn't read English. His English is good. He speaks English, but he doesn't read it properly. So, you know, having to translate is difficult. The Shulik girls, like they said, they cook from feel and they cook from memory and, you know, it's a pinch of this and a pinch of that, which is the way my mum taught me.
Yeah, it's no measuring cups or, you know, thinly. It's just whatever looks good and is going to taste good, is going to cook well. Yeah.
Pina knows how her gnocchi feels by the feel in her fingers.
Yeah.
There's no way you can describe it in a recipe. It's just years and years of practice. Following those recipes, 103 steps for Anna Polyview's cake.
The cake.
That was the biggest nightmare out. And I have made it. I have made that middle layer for a girlfriend's 50th. So I must admit, I found that a great challenge. I like those challenges.
Yeah,
my brothers
yeah.
and my dad, not so much.
You're a little bit sick, aren't you, Sula?
Yes.
I think the second series of Family Food Fight needs to be all you guys coming back and getting Matt Moran, Anna Polyview, even Hayden Quinn to make your family dishes. Because as you said, it's not easy to write that stuff down. And let's see if they can actually stand up to the challenge.
Look, Anna should be all right. Her mum is a lovely Cyprian lady. And, she was taught how to cook in the kitchen from very young, like I was. By my mum and my grandmother and my grandfather, etc. So she'll be right. Matt and Hayden, not so much.
Yeah. A different school of cooking, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Look, Tom Parker Bowles, I reckon he'll be all right. He comes across as, you know, nice and you know, quiet and whatever. But I think he'd be quite good in the kitchen, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
He gave us a heavy challenge.
Yeah.
Which is coming up. So, you know, all the guys, all the judges on the show gave us a challenge to go through. So yeah, lots of fun to be expected coming up.
Absolutely. Sula, I want to move away from the show just quietly and maybe talk about your family kitchen. Before I let you go, this is an argument we have in my home a lot. Does the cook have to clean? You're the one who made the mess. Should you have to clean it up? Or is it the people who have enjoyed your meal? Do they need to get in the kitchen and start scrubbing your pans?
I have a rule in our house. I'll cook, my boys clean. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always work that way.
Yeah, you might have a rule, but yeah.
I'm quietly unemployed at the moment. So according to my husband, I have lots of time to clean.
Oh, Sula, no.
Gets me into a lot of trouble most of the time.
God.
You know, my 16-year-old says, you've dug your hole, you need to get out of it. I'm not helping you
out.
Yeah,
you're on your own.
You're on your own, yes, pretty much.
Okay, well, there is a rule, but whether it's enforced or not is another story. And Sula, finally, obviously heading into this Sunday's elimination, the Sharuk sisters in elimination again, and obviously the WA family, the Shepherds. Who do you think deserves to stay? Who do you think we'll see come back for another week?
You know what? They're both awesome cooks. The Shepherds are very quiet. They come across as very quiet. They're not, let me tell you.
Yeah, oh, really? I was going to say, they don't get much TV time, you know? It's usually it's the loud families. It's you, it's the Jabaldis, it's the Sharuks. The Aussies not doing too much in terms of being loud.
I do feel for them because, yeah, we do go over the top. And the Shepherds, watch Tom. Tom comes out with some great one-liners.
Yeah.
But Ruth keeps him in check. So,
yeah.
look, the challenge coming up is really difficult. The elimination challenges are horrific. I'll admit to that. Just having to stand back and watch was really difficult. Who's going to come through? The Sharuk girls are really strong.
They are, yeah.
Let me tell you, the Sharuk girls are very strong. We're all very, very scared of them.
I'm scared of them, and they're on the TV. They're yelling. Oh, my God, the way they speak to each other.
But you know what? They were hilarious.
They
Seriously.
Are. They're
we
great
had,
to watch.
I've got 20 new friends that I've made from the show, and we had the best laugh. We've been, you know, the show's finished filming, and we've been communicating since, and we pretty much talk every second day.
Oh, that's awesome. Have you swapped recipes? So, have you tried their baklava? Have they tried to make your family dishes?
I have. We used to do like a communal, you know, when we had some free downtime during the show when we were living, because we had to live away from home.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we did some communal dinners and we had some laughs. Watch the social media pages. The guys liked to get together and tease the judges.
Okay.
So we have some hidden film of all the guys pretending to be the judges and acting them out. So
oh, fantastic. So what's that on the Family Food Fight Instagram or something?
Well, it'll be on the Panagiotis Instagram.
Oh,
and,
okay.
The Shepherds and whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we did some of our own.
Very good. That's all right. Give your socials a plug, Sula. Let's get the followers up.
Come on, guys. Panagiotis Family Food Fight on Insta. And the Panagiotis on Facebook. Haven't got the Twitter running yet. I'm
That's
not a
all
Twitter
right.
Girl.
Twitter's dying anyway. Keep it on the Instagram, the Facebook. Well, Sula Panagiotis from the Greek family, of course, on Family Food Fight. The elimination is this Sunday at 7 o'clock on Channel 9. Sula, I'm sorry, I didn't learn how to say good luck or happy cooking in Greek, but good luck and happy cooking, okay?
Thank you very much, Jess. And kalliodixi means happy appetite.
Oh, very
bon
good.
Appetit.
Okay, I repeat that back to you.
To all our cooks out there.
Yes. Awesome. Thanks so much, Sula.
Jess, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You're waking up with Jess on the GV's Hit 96.9.